Hey, yo, check this out. This is Flavor Flav, and you listening to C. Hey, yo, check 1, 2. This is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy, and you listening to K. Yo, check 1, 2. This is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy, and you listening to CKUT and the place to be from the bottom to the TOP.
Yeah, perfect, man. Thanks a lot, man. Keep doing that, real heads. Keep listening.
In winter, these frogs become smug.
Nope. It was a bit like being thrown under the bus and under mud, you know?
Tonight at 7, we see what happened to this worthless little sponge man.
Mr. Pop.
I warn you, this could scare you. The hearing of the sounds from hell is very real. I warn you, this could scare you. The hearing of the sounds from hell is very real. Paranormal, supernatural, warn listeners in advance. It has always haunted me. And I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Howls from hell. Real metalhead. Real metal. CKUT 90.3 FM. Welcome to hell.
Bye. Grinder by Judas Priest here on 90.3 FM CKUT. We're a house from hell, and you know, it just felt like it had been way, way too long since we had last heard Judas Priest. So it felt needed.
After Sam enacted a moratorium on it. Because
Eric is playing it every other week.
Is it not a station ID? I don't know.
It very well could be.
I'm not sure.
Didn't we talk about doing a show where we finally play all the station ID bands?
Oh, that's true. Oh, we could do that.
We kind of have that. Well, we kind of have that tonight.
We got one of them.
Yeah, because folks, later in the night, you're finally going to hear Primordial properly.
Oh, my goodness.
John finally remembered.
Oh yeah, by the way, we're your hosts for this evening. I'm Eric, joining you all the way from Ottawa. All the way in Madison, Wisconsin, we have
Sam.
And in New York, we have
John. You know, they say if you can do a radio show from your bedroom in New York, you can do it from anywhere. So this is
inspiration.
Is that what they say?
For all of us out there.
Yeah, they, the speakers of things, they say a lot.
Folks, we got a great playlist for you this episode. I personally plumbed the email I get about new metal releases, so lots of new releases here this week. One of the ones I'm looking forward to is that that Fulcrum track that we're going to hear in about a half hour. It sounds like old Korpiklaani in like a good way with a modern twist on it, you know.
Awesome.
Modern old Korpiklaani.
Very nice. And I will say that throughout the night you're going to hear a lot of stuff about Vikings, because I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed lately, so
ooh,
just listening to a lot of Viking metal on the side.
And no such
guess what, you know, and Sam actually helped me there, you know, she picked Teresa's, so we're going to hear
that's
some
right tree. This is my version of cheese, is picking a song by Teresa.
The only example, cheese, lactose free.
That's fair. Well, I won't hold it against you, because you know, per Sam's special request, I have some cheesy songs picked too. But you'll hear that
right
in a bit.
Blind Guardian, damn.
Oh, that's not. They're dead serious about Valhalla.
that's Viking theme too.
Yeah, the cheesy one. Yeah, the cheesy one is the one right after, where Angra. We're gonna hear Angra later in the night. I think they're from like Brazil or something, and the guy has like the voice of like Michael Kiske if he was a child. Like, it is the highest, it's the highest voice I've ever heard.
My body
sing
is ready.
So. Yeah, you got to keep it locked.
You have to keep it locked when you're listening to Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM. Folks, we're going to dive right into our episode here. Coming up next is a track called Motor Ready by the very classy Alabama Thunder Pussy. Enjoy.
Life turns to life. You're listening to Howls from Hell, not your mom's favorite show. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Tonight, sweetie, I'm making you your favorite meal. It's the least I can do after an entire week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your friends, and shouting at you. Yeah, tonight, I'm making you your favorite meal so I can start another week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your...
Violence against women stops here. Contact SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
I'm
You're listening to Howls from Hell. From solos to tremolos, we got you covered.
Trip the night away. CKUT 90.3 FM.
I seek your redemption. So I'll do what I have to do see on the day.
That dancey tune was To Hell or the Hangman from Primordial off of their Exile Amongst the Ruins. Before that, you heard Amon Amarth's The Sound of Eight Hooves from The Crusher. And before that was the nomination for Cheesy's Pick of the Night, which is The Messenger from Teresa's and their battle metal album. Folks, you know where you are. You're listening to Howls from Hell, where we play you the cheesiest of tunes. And sadly, the first hour is almost at an end, and we're going to get serious. So
it's laughing time is over.
Exactly. It's like no more smiles. Everything turns to like grimaces and like serious faces while you contemplate the riff and bang your head.
Contemplate the riff. If you stare into the riff too long, sometimes the riff stares back at you.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, no, in terms of from the angle of taking oneself too seriously, we do have Alcest coming up.
Ooh. And,
right.
That is a serious, serious band.
No laughing allowed.
Yeah, we must ponder the existence of the fairy folk in my fantasy world.
What if I could be a child again? Oh, goodness. Yeah, that Sam, I need to thank you for picking that Tori Sass, because I haven't listened to Tori Sass in like 6 or 7 years, and I immediately remembered the entire song.
That's amazing. I think The Messenger is probably the song I've heard like the most.
It's so good. Oh my.
From Battle Metal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
in general,
like,
in all of Teresa's.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I feel like Battle track. Metal has. Well, they have the song Battle Metal, right?
Battle!
You do, but somehow. Yeah.
Like the seven minute one that they always play.
Yeah.
I guess they always play The Messenger too, though. But yeah.
Honestly, Teresa's is really tight. Like, I really enjoyed them when they were big. Like this, Battle Metal and The Varangian Way, both solid albums. Mm,
sorry, the song I was thinking of, the 7 minute one, was Rex Reggie Rebus.
Ah, yes, I was going to say. Da, 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 na, na.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about contemplate the riff.
I just need to. But why did they do that?
Why that chord? I must contemplate it. Well, as John said, things are going to take a turn for the heavier. Coming up, we have some witchery, a brand new release from Ephemerald out of Finland there, which will be a lot of fun. Then it's just going to get heavier and darker. We're going to have like a nice little mellow death segment, followed by a death segment, followed by some black metal.
There's a lot of black metal in there.
It's really heating up.
And we have some CanCon black metal in the mix too. So stick around.
Oh, is that
homegrown here? It's the Usurai.
Yeah. They're from the province that's arguably bleaker than Quebec in the winter.
Ooh.
Northern Quebec?
Alberta. No, Alberta. Because it's just as cold, but there's less fun things to do.
All right. Well, let's dive right back into it. Coming up next is Witchery with Plague Rider off of Don't Fear the Reaper. You're listening to Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM, and time is 9:43. We'll be right back. sorry. You're listening to Howls from Hell, your weekly dose of Satan on CKUT 90.3 FM.